Irish consumer sentiment worsened for the fourth month in a row in May as concerns around the cost of living continued to build. That's according to the latest Consumer Sentiment Index by KBC Ireland. But despite the rising costs, Irish consumers plan to spend more on holidays this year. And after hearing Angus's report, if they're holidaying in Ireland, they'll have to pay more. Chief Economist with KBC Ireland, Austin Hughes, joins us. Austin, economists would normally consider a holiday a discretionary spend, but this survey suggests that after the pandemic, going on holidays is more of a priority for people this year.
Yes, I think, first of all, the survey generally says that consumers are broadly struggling to make sense of, you know, how bad the pressures they face in terms of cost of living. So the general message of the survey is, not surprisingly, that consumers are facing significant difficulties. Now, what's interesting in terms of the question around the holiday spend is that there's an inference that consumers plan to spend a good deal more this year. Partly, as your earlier report suggests, it's because they have to. I think there's also a sense that many households who haven't had a holiday in the past couple of years because of various travel restrictions feel it's time to go back. There's also a sense that many households have built up some savings during the pandemic. But I think the most interesting point is the one you mentioned. Typically, economists would say holiday spending is not an essential, it's a luxury item. So you'd expect it to be pulled back. But over the last couple of years, we've seen consumers' behavior change, and they've reordered their spending priorities. And for many consumers now faced with almost relentless talk from economists like me about how bad things are and worries about the cost of living, getting away from it all may be an essential. So in order to actually continue to manage to survive in these sort of difficult times, I think the survey, the sentiment survey, is suggesting consumers feel this is actually something we absolutely need to do. A break for a few days or maybe a few weeks is something that they need in order to be able to continue to face the difficulties they're hearing about all the time.
So have people factored in paying more to go on holidays this year?
The surveys again suggest they have. Now, some, they're spending more because they didn't go on holiday last year, but I think there's a broad sense that consumers will spend at least 10% more, maybe a little bit more than that. And if they're booking last minute, as your earlier report suggests, the reality is they're going to face even higher costs. So there is that sense they will be pulling in their spending in different areas, but the holiday spend this year is seen as an absolute essential to be able to cope with the difficulties they're facing in their everyday lives.
I think most people will empathise with that. Austin Hughes, Chief Economist with KBC Ireland, thank you very much for your time this morning.